CBRM Councillor Kim Shepherd-Campbell says many of her constituents say sidewalk snow removal near churches and places of worship should be a priority, and she brought that matter up during a recent council meeting.
Motion for council to consider that Cape Breton Regional Municipality add streets containing active churches and recognized places of worship in the municipal priority list for sidewalk snow clearing. Reason: churches and places of worship within CBRM host regular spiritual services, many of which are attended primarily by seniors and individuals with mobility concerns. In addition to religion services, these facilities function as important community hubs as well, hosting senior socials, Girl Guides, Scouts, 4-H meetings, community gatherings, and other local events. When sidewalks in these areas are not cleared in a timely manner, residents, particularly seniors, are unable to safely access these services and programs. This limits participation, increases isolation, and negatively impacts community engagement during the winter months. Socializing is an important factor in our mental health.
The municipality's solicitor, Tony Mosvik, says the request cannot legally be granted.
It's a wonderful idea, and I certainly understand where it's coming from. But unfortunately, vis-a-vis the idea, in Nova Scotia, we have what's called a Human Rights Act, and you can't either enhance benefits or deny benefits on the basis of certain prohibitive grounds, one of which would be age, and the other, which would be religious affiliation. So it's unfortunately really a non-starter from the start, because you would be in violation of the Human Rights Act by providing preferential services to religious institutions that are not available to non-religious institutions. And so therefore you'd have a problem on your hands if you proceeded like the manner as suggested.
Mayor Cecil Clark says it would create more problems for Public Works because a church would be considered a not-for-profit or have charity status, and the Director of Public Works, John Phelan, says expanding the priority list for sidewalk snow clearing could become a manpower and budget problem.
Other organizations outside of religious groups would be potentially, that would have to be considered, like for instance, a seniors and pensioners club or a service club. And because equally would have to have that same extension, if you're going to do it, it would be a universal policy. If you were to expand the scope, and then you're into a broader aspect of requests. So it's not that from a structural point of view, you couldn't move something forward, but you'd have to expand that capacity to be open to any group in the case of a church as a not-for-profit, but in this case, a charity status if they were registered, but definitely as a not-for-profit entity. That would receive, you know, consideration by the municipality. Operationally, if you wish, our Director of Public Works is here in terms of the tiering and the processing. Given that this was what we call a traditional winter where there's been a lot of snow clearing requests, Director Phelan, operationally, if you can provide some feedback to the councillor and to council.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, Council. Yeah, notwithstanding what the solicitor said and yourself, if we did open it up to all nonprofits, there would be a significant increase in our operational cost there. Right now, we don't look at churches or nonprofits or as part of any priority in our sidewalk clearing. We don't do all our sidewalks, so this would be, and we're taxed to do what we do now. So if we were to look at that, we would definitely have to change our operations. There would be increased costs, and I would have to look at that and bring it to council for budget approval.
After hearing from civic officials that her request could not be approved, Shepherd-Campbell withdraws the motion, but during the discussion, she inquires about snow clearing for special events.
Thank you again, Tony, for bringing that forward. I do recognize that, and I understand it completely. So I just wanted to know, let's say there someone contacts us and there's going to be a big funeral. So we just contact Public Works and request that get done, and it would get done that way. Is that correct?
Director Phelan.
Thank you very much, Mayor. To the councilor's question, we quite often assist in that way. What if resources are available, we will do that. I can't say promise that we can do it, but if resources are available, we've quite often gone to churches for funerals and wakes and so on, and funeral homes also, to try to help out with family parking, that type of thing. So I can't say we're going to do it guaranteed, but if possible and resources are available, we'll try to get there.
Other councillors weighed in during the discussion with comments about the importance of snow removal in the community and the challenges of dealing with a budget, not to mention equipment and manpower limitations. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.